יפה מאוד. אז באמת אנחנו, כפי שאתם זוכרים, as you remember, we are in Torah 31 in the Moharan, and we talked about that wonderful neshama of the Jew, and it's written shush, and it's written veikar hitavut hanefesh, that the main way that the neshama of the man is become to be means that he can feel that is God's spirit, that is God's life, that is God's joy, happiness, goodwill, how all of those wonderful things happen. One day hahishtokekut, it's by the wishing soul, v'akisufin, and the desire, good desire, shel ish Israel, of an Israeli person, achar Hashem Yitbarach, after Hashem Yitbarach, that he wish when it's going to be, when the day is going to come that I'm going to be close to Hashem, that my midot is going to be good, when I'm going to be able to learn like I should, when that, when that man, everyone, kol echad lefi madrigato, according to his level, shu nichsaf u'mishtokek, that is God, does wonderful will and yearning, u'mishtokek u'mitgagea, lehagia, to reach el madriga lemala mimena, to a higher level than his, al yedei kisufin elu naase nefesh, by those will he receives a nefesh, that soul inside of him, means that he's developing and growing in his avodat Hashem. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, nichsefa vegam kalta nafshi. Nichsefa vegam kalta means that he had that will, that desire for Hashem Yitbarach, and because of that, nafshi, he received that nefesh, he received that soul. היינו מה שאני נחשף וקלה אחר השם יתברך, as much as I want to meet השם יתברך, to see השם יתברך, everything running after, chasing after השם יתברך, מזה בעצמו נעשה נפשי, by that, through that, because of that, become my נפש, become my soul to be. וזה שאמרו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, and that רבותינו, our rabbis told us, Vayinafash on Shabbos, Vayinafash, it's written Shabbat Vayinafash, that is Hashem Shabbat Vayinafash, Kevan she Shabbat, because that Hashem Yitbarach was, so to speak, resting, that the man was resting, Vay Avda Nefesh, when the man stopped, finished his Shabbos, on that he's saying Vay, he's crying to Hashem Yitbarach, oy, I lost my neshama, lost part of the neshama. Haynu shebitchilat haShabbat means that in the beginning of Shabbos, shetzarich lekabel nefesh yetera, that then we're receiving the extra part to our soul. Anu zochrin ma'avedat haNefesh b'chol. We suddenly remember that we're gonna lose, that we actually lost that soul in the regular days of the week. Ve'omrim vaynafash, and we're saying to ourselves, vay avda nefesh, oy, we lost that soul. ומתחילים להתגעגע אחריה, and we start yearning after it, we want it from the first day to the second day. Rav Shalom once said on the wonderful song Ya Echsof, that it's a song of yearning to Hashem Yitbarach, that it's not a song for Shabbos at all, it's a song to walk with it in the days of the week. It's a song that if you're singing it all day long, all week long in Shabbos, you can except Shabbos, oh, Shabbos came and now you can enjoy from Shabbos. All week long, the man is desiring and hoping when Shabbos is going to come. Like the halacha is saying that the man have to prepare himself for Shabbos from the first day of the week. Every day to buy something for Shabbos. In the first day he sees something, a nice fruit, a nice piece of meat in the market. So he's by saying, this is for Shabbat Kodesh, for Shabbos Kodesh. And like that, he's building the wishing, the desire for Shabbos. And when Shabbos is coming, he's got a vessel to contain the light of Shabbos. If you haven't prepared yourself in the days of the week, when Shabbos is going to come, you will not going to have no vessels. You will not going to be able to enjoy Shabbos. Alright, it's like a good shower that washes you, and alright, you clean yourself. but you haven't took buckets of water to the regular days of the week, like you can do if you're going to prepare buckets, if you're going to prepare those wonderful vessels. How we create those vessels? With prayers, with that desiring. By that we're creating that soul. And by that itself, that we wish to have that soul going to come to us, that we're going to have that we're going to feel Hashem more, we're going to be more sensitive and more delicate and more wiser and more beautiful in a spiritual way. By that, because of that will, by that we're creating that extra soul that we're receiving in Shabbos. Means that a man that didn't care about Shabbos at all, totally, all week long, he will not gonna receive nothing in Shabbos. He will not gonna feel Shabbos. Like that you see, people that not connected to Torah and Mitzvot, for them Shabbos it's a regular day. Why? Because they doesn't have no preparation for Shabbos. They don't do nothing for Shabbos. Nothing. So they cannot receive nothing in Shabbos. But Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbat, but the one that had effort in the eve of Shabbos, means before of Shabbos, Yochal B'Shabbat. He's gonna eat in Shabbos. He's gonna enjoy it. Spiritual eating in Shabbos. Rabbeinu said that eating in Shabbos is all elokut, all spiritual, all divine. Of course, it's not allowed to eat poison, all of those chamtzutzim, poison, all of those poison that they give in Shabbos morning in the Bet Knesset, in the shul, in the, all of those yeshivas. It's not allowed to eat poison, to feed the kids poison and to tell yourself that it's all elokut. It's not ochel, it's not food, so it's not become to be elokut. If it's food, so it can become to be elokut in Shabbos. If it's damaging, so it cannot become to be elokut in Shabbos. חוזר, quoting הרב שלום, I'm sorry. הרב שלום once said in Shabbos, I remember, ברוך השם, we're just quoting.
מה הוא אומר?
הרב שלום, what did I'm saying? I'm quoting הרב שלום. So הרב יאל said, you need to be careful a little bit with what that you're saying. So I tell him, you're right, but I'm just quoting. Okay, you know, there was a righteous man, I don't remember his name. He's saying that the Rav Morgenstern is drinking only Coca-Cola. Only Coca-Cola. Rav Berland promised that everyone that just will not gonna drink Coca-Cola, he's gonna live until 120.
Amen.
So only that. You don't need to do nothing else. You have a promise from Rav Berland. But there was a righteous man. There was a righteous man, a tzaddik, one tzaddik, that he never in his life never drank Coca-Cola. On his deathbed, 5 minutes before he passed away, he asked from his wife, "Please, pour me please one cup of Coca-Cola." He drank the Shakot Niyavitoro cup of Coca-Cola, said Shema Israel, and passed away. I read it on a book on a hidden righteous people, and the author is that he's writing. He's saying, and we cannot understand the actions of righteous people, what they're doing. He didn't have no desire for Coca-Cola.
We know that this is a Yanit or Torah.
Yes, it's a Rishon, it's a Sam Rishon. They say, I see Pesachim, they say, if we have some kind of food, we have doubt, it's maybe good, it's maybe not good. And it's one side that we can say this is good for us. So the Ran is one of the Rishonim said that it's good food. A lot of people say no, it's not good. But if it's one side that we can say it's good for us, say it's good food, and if we say it, Be'ezrat Hashem kach yeh, that it be healthy.
Amen.
Food.
Amen. 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 Okay. וזה בחינת נקודות הכסף. And this is the aspect of what it's written in Shir HaShirim, נקודות הכסף, the vowels of silver. היינו שעל ידי הכיסופים, that by the will, by the holy desire, נעשין הנקודות, you create the vowels. because the kasef, the silver, it's written in Lashon HaKodesh like kisufin, kasef, silver is written like will, like desire, holy desire. So actually by that desire you create those vowels, shehem bechinat nefesh, that it's an aspect of the soul, like what we said, haynu shal yedei mashu nichsaf, that by that, that the man is desiring, umishtokek ledavar, that he wants to achieve something, im letov o lera, to a good thing, o chas v'shalom, to a bad thing, chas v'shalom, azai, so according to that, lefi hakisufin, according to the will, Nasu nekudot, the vowels been created. Means that, for an example, if you have a word that you can write it with the same letters, but if you're going to change the vowels, you're going to change the meaning of the word. And there are a lot of words like that, and it's a lot more spiritual than we're going to just now bringing a certain physical example of a word. But just to understand, if a man have bad will, bad desires, lusts, by that he's creating bad vowels, he's creating bad sentences, verses that are going to make bad things to happen. Chas v'shalom. This is why a man, that even if he's got bad thoughts, he have to control his thoughts, he have to control his mind, his emotional acts. Even if he's not doing nothing, he just sits in the corner and he hates someone. That you have to stop. That you have to control yourself. On that you have to hold yourself, your thoughts, like you holding the horse with the
reins.
Not rain.
But rain.
All right. That was a nice game. Let's do it again. Not the rain, like just the rain. Right. Yes? Great.
Not the rain like outside, but the rain is on the horse.
I understand it now.
Pen. Like pen. The same concept as
like the rain, not the rain of the pen, just the rain of the horse.
It can rain in the pen, but the pen can get wet in the rain, but it can rain on the horses in the pen. They have rains.
Amen. You're allowed to say amen on that. So, Bezrat Hashem. We are recording. We have Al Jazeera
here.
The camera. The cameraman, he was here, but the camera. It's not here. So, Bezrat Hashem, are you listening to voice out? So, Hainu. By the will that a man have to a certain thing, if to a good thing or to a bad thing, Chas v'shalom, so according to that will that he's got, he's creating vowels. When it's Tairina Otiyot, and his painting means making the letters, Shebetoch HaDavar Shehu Nichsaf, that's inside of that thing that he desired to achieve, that he wants to achieve. And Rabbeinu is explaining now a huge thing, that it's an amazing basic thing, concept in Judaism, that can explain to us a lot of very important basic things for observation of faith in Judaism. And listen to that. Ki kol davar yesh lo otiyot, because everything that Hashem created is got letters. What it means that it's got letters? It means that, for an example, this is a book, Sefer. It contains the letters Samech, Fei, and Resh. But it's also Gemara. So it also contains Gimel, Mem, Resh, and Aleph. And it's also Talmud Bavli. So it contains other letters. And it's also Masechet Brachot. And it's also all of those papers and all of those pages, letters that are written, the first Mishnah, second Mishnah, and all of the Gemarot, and also it contains all of the letters. And this is what that it contains. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a table, so a table, it's you have inside of it Shin, Lamed, Chet, and Nun, that it's Shulchan. But also there are a lot of verses that contain a lot of letters that contain, that are talking on that issue that calls a table. And with those letters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that reality that we're looking and talking about.
to create table, Hashem used the Torah. Hashem looked at the Torah and He created the world. Means that inside of the things, the objects, there are the verses that connected to that in a spiritual source. They're the spiritual source of that thing. And the objects contains the letters. Alright? So now you have a lot of letters in everything. If you have bad vowels, mean bad will, on a certain thing, even on a table, you taking, Chas v'Shalom, the man is taking those, all of those letters, and he's using them for a bad thing. He is twisting the verses, and he's making new bad verses out of those letters that those things that he's thinking about contain. And this is how a man should have faith like that, that when he's looking on the reality, he believes that it's all light of infinity, it's all letters, it's all Hashem Yitbarach, everything, there is no physical world at all. Even science is going to admit that actually it's all atoms, it's all running, it's all energy in a different I said that chisut, their
massa
in a different mass, in a different mess, different balagan,
different combination,
in a different way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them to run in a different order, but it's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. The source of all things is spiritual. Welcome back from the exile of Ma'ale Adomim. Welcome back. Wow, we have a pilot. Thank you, Hashem. Hello, there's not Hashem. So, there was one time, it's a hidden story, it's a secret story, that confidential story. Rabbeinu told once that one time, I don't remember all of the details of Hashem, but there was one time that that Rabbeinu came to say Amotzi lechem min haaretz. He wanted to say bracha Amotzi lechem min haaretz, and he made netilat yadayim. He made the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shekidshanu Mitzvotav, netilat yadayim. Now he cannot do nothing else except of saying Amotzi. He's not allowed to do nothing else except of Amotzi. He sat to the table and suddenly he sees on the plate letters. He didn't saw the bread anymore. It was just letters over there. He reached that level that all of the world become for him to be infinity, and he didn't know what to do with himself because he was sitting in front of letters. And how can you say Amotzi lechem min haaretz on letters? You're not allowed to say Amotzi on letters. Those are letters. He saw the creation. He saw how Hashem created. He saw the spiritual bread that was in front of him, and he couldn't see the bread. So he cannot say Hamotzi. And then, I don't remember exactly how it happened, but he remembered, I asked Rav Eyal if he remembered that story to tell us all of the details. He said, no, I remember my story that I had with the bread, but it was a different story, different time. We're going to tell Rav Eyal's story. But so Rabbeinu suddenly he remembered a certain story that happened with his grandfather Rabbi Nachman Mehordanke, that I think that someone sent him to go to a certain city, and he went over there to that city, and he Rabbeinu had a thought that thought told him actually to say bracha on the bread. I don't remember the thought that he had, but he realized that he should say bracha amotzi on those letters because it cannot be in a different way, and he didn't know what to do. And then he remembered that story that happened with his grandfather, I think Rabbi Nachman Mehordanke, that he came to a certain city and he made netilat yadayim, and someone deserved him bread. And then he remembered that bread been made by an akum, by a non-Jew. And he didn't want it to eat a bread that had been made, baked by a non-Jew. And he didn't know what to do. And suddenly he had a thought crossed his mind, that the thought told him the verse, Ve'et ha'orvim tziviti lechalkelecha. I commanded the ravens to supply food for you. And because of that thought, he realized that Hashem is talking to him through his thoughts. And Hashem is telling him that even though that those ones that made the food for him, now they're in the aspect of ravens, that it's not a kosher animal, that it's not a kosher bird to supply him food, even though he commanded, Hashem commanded them to supply the food. So from that he believed in himself that he can understand those, the meaning of what that Hashem was saying to him in that verse that crossed his mind. And he made bracha hamotzi on that bread. So by that Rabbeinu realized that he confirmed that thought that he had before, that told him to eat the bread, and he made a motzi lechem min haaretz on those letters, and he was eating the letters.
Not complete, not kosher, this bread.
I know.
Not that bread of, is not
bread
kosher.
Of, bread of a non-Jew, it's not 100. It's not 100. Rabbi Al is sharing with us, telling us that the bread of a non-Jew is not 100% not kosher.
There
are ones that are being more strict not to eat it. Rabbi Nachman Mordechai, for sure, he was dead. Okay. So everything is letters. Alright. V'azay nitztayru ha'otiyot, and then all of those holy letters been painted, shehayu kegolem, that before they were just physical, they were just bodies with no spirit, with no soul. Ve'nasim kli lekabel tov. No, I jumped. Let's go back to the place that I was. Kach mitztayrin ha'otiyot. So, according to the will of the man, this how he's painting the letters. Al yedei hanekudot, by the vowels, shehen b'chinat nefesh, that it's an aspect of a soul, shemekablin al yedei kisufin, that we're receiving by that holy will and desire. Haynu, now it means, im ho nichsaf ledavar tov, that if the man have a certain desire, good desire to a good thing, na'ase me'akisufin nefesh kedosha, from his desire been created a holy soul. Holy spirit means that he's got more goodwill and more goodwill. Like we're saying, mitzvah brings another mitzvah, drags another mitzvah after it. So if you had a goodwill to something, you create a goodwill inside of yourself. And not only inside of yourself, just also to others. Like that we said, that when the man have good will, good desire for holy things, and when he is expressing it out with his mouth, prayers and his bodhidvyot, by that he's creating angels, that those angels are flying in the world and entering to other people, to other bodies that are waiting for a soul, that they don't have a soul yet, and those good will are getting insight to those people, and you are creating those people. You, with your hitbodetuyot, with your
prayers.
Can Rav Eyal? Agahot ha'ayal.
שהאורפים, הם נתנו לו את האוכל, אז איך הוא ידע שזה כשר?
כן.
הם היו נותנים לו גם בשר, הכל.
When the raven was given food to Eliyahu Navi, when he was in the cave, so they would give him also meat. How Eliyahu Navi knew that it was a kosher meat? He didn't have the stamp of Badat Zedach. They were bringing Rav Menachem Zwemner, is saying that it was with the chotemet of Badat. If the ravens, that their nature is very cruel, that they're not bringing food to no one else except for themselves, they're now bringing him food. So
they
realize that it's from Hashem. So if Hashem brought it, so for sure, he doesn't need Badat Zedach Haredi. If it's coming from Hashem, it's even better than Badat Zedach Haredi. That they're not going to hear us, that there is something better than them. So, wonderful. וכן להפך, and it becomes to be a vessel to contain good. וכן להפך, and also the opposite, חס ושלום. אם נחשף לרע, if the man have a bad desire, desire for something bad, חס ושלום,
Nasim mehakisufin, been created from those will, nefashot, souls, shehem bechinat nekudot, that they are aspect of vowels, venitzteiru haotiyot, and the letters been painted, venasim kli lekabel ra, and they become to be a vessel to receive bad, chas v'shalom. Kimi pi elyon, because from the mouth of the one that's above, means Hashem, lo tetze hara'ot vehatov, the bad and the good is not coming out from his mouth. Rak, just only, kol echad lefi ma shehu metzayer, everyone receives according to what that he is painting, ve'osek li, and makes a vessel, lekabel tov ora, to receive good or bad. So if you have something good in your life, you should you say that.
Pat yourself on the back.
That, exactly. How?
Pat.
Pat yourself.
Yourself on the back.
And the back, exactly. This is what you should do if you have good things in your life. And if you have something bad, so you need to do tshuva. Take the responsibility and do tshuva. Sorry Hashem. They thought good, bad thoughts. Sorry Hashem. So, you know what I just remembered? That Rav Shalom said that when someone is sinning, he needs to do tshuva on faith, on the fact that he was far from faith in that issue. And it's exactly coming to the same place like what we're talking now. If a man sees that he's got something bad in his life, he doesn't need now physically to do tshuva on that issue. He needs to look on the source of that bad thing that he's doing. What was bringing that bad thing? If now you have leaking in your house, if now you're going to paint your ceiling, your walls with a new white color, it will not going to fix nothing. You have to go outside of the building and look for the source of that leaking. And over there you need to close it. Over there you need to fix it. Exactly like that. The root canal, the tipul shoresh, have to uproot it from the source. If you have something bad in your life, you need to look for the bad thoughts that were creating that bad. How you had bad desires, how you had bad will that was talking about that issue that was creating that bad thing, chas v'shalom, in the life of the Ishmaelim. So, Bezrat Hashem, we continue. Hakol echad, just everyone, lefi ma shehu metzayer, according to what it is painting, vosekli, and creates a vessel, lekabel tov ora, to receive good or bad, chas v'shalom, al yedei hakisufin vahishtokekut shelo, according to his will and desiring, al yedei ze naaseh hanefesh, bechinat nekudot, by that he is creating the spirit, the soul, an aspect of the vowels. Val yedei hanekudot, and by the vowels, mitnoaim haotiyot, the letters starts to move, venitztayru letov o lehefech, and they've been painted already to good or the opposite, chas v'shalom. Ach, but kedei shetetze hanefesh mikoach el hapoal, the dead soul gonna go out from potential to action, you need to talk with your mouth, hakisufin vehahishtokekut, vehishtokekut, your will and your desire, shehu nichsaf umishtokek, that you desire to have, kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, nafshi yatz'a vedabero, my soul went out when he was talking, means she'al yedei hadibur, that by the speech, by the words, yotzet hanefesh mikoach el hapoal, the soul comes out from potential to actions. Ke'al yedei hahishtokekut, because by the desiring, nithava hanefesh bekoach, the soul, the spirit, been created in potential. Val yedei hadibur, and by the speech, shehu medaber befiv haishtokekut, that he speaks out the words of desiring with his mouth, means hitbo de duyot, nigmar hanefesh, he complete the creation of that soul, veyotza mikoach el hapoal, and it comes out from potential to actions. Beze shamru rabotenu zichronam livracha, and this is what that our holy rabbis told us in Masechet Moed Katan,
Im harav dome lemalach Hashem tzevakot. If the rabbi looks like a holy angel of Hashem, Torah yevakshu mipihu. They should ask the Torah from his mouth. Rabbeinu is not explaining. You want me to explain you? It's going to be nice if we're going to be able to do that. If the rabbi looks like an angel of Hashem Tzevakot, Torah yevakshu mipihu.
It's a Gemara, no? Something like that?
Yes, it's a Gemara in Masachet Moed Katan. Wonderful. First of all, Malach Hashem Tzevakot, an angel, it's something spiritual. It's not something physical. So that angel, it means that the angels, they have that nature that they want to fill the will of Hashem Yitbarach. They just want to serve Hashem Yitbarach. They want to respect Hashem Yitbarach. So if you have a rabbi like that, that he's like an angel, that he's just full with strong desire to serve Hashem Yitbarach, and he's all made out of fire, that he wants to serve Hashem Yitbarach with all of his heart, so then Torah means the letters, also Tzevakot, it's the letters, he creates those letters, Yevakshu Mipihu. How they gonna ask? I mean, how the students, they gonna have a desire to serve Hashem also? Mipihu, from his mouth. When he gonna express the words of his will with his mouth, they also Yevakshu Torah. They also gonna want to have Torah. If the rabbi, he's got a will, and he's praying on his will, so then the students, Yevakshu Torah. The students also are going to want to learn more Torah. They're also going to have good will. Exactly like that we said. We explained it before on you. You are that rabbi. You are that one that have that will to get closer to Hashem. And you express it with your mouth. And then you bring those, you create those souls that goes out and make other people, those are your students, to go and look for Hashem Yitbarach also. Very nice. Thank you, Rabbeinu Kadosh. Ki otiyot ha-Torah, because the letters of the Torah, hem po'alim, they are working, they're happening. Ki hem ha-chiyut shel kol davar, because they are the life, they are the spirit of everything. Like that we said, explained before. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, uvetuvo mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereshit. And from his goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renew every day, always, the actions of the creation. Ve'ein tov ela Torah. And there is no other explanation to the word good except of Torah. So actually, by the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is renewing every day, always, the actions of Bereshit, of the creation. Means that everything contains letters, like that we explained before. Ki hem manhigin et kol haolam, because they are leading all of the world, the letters of the Torah Kedusha. Ach haotiyot be'atzman hem kegolem, but the letters themselves, they are like just a physical body. Ve'ein lahem shum physical object. Ve'ein lahem shum tnu'a v'chiyut, and they don't have no ability to move and to live. Ve'ein lahem shum tziyur, and you cannot paint them, means they don't have no existence. Ve'al ken, and this is why, yesh le'atorah shnei kochot, the Torah have two powers. Zacha na'aseh lo sam chayim. If he's got the merit, Arav Berland explained that once to Rav Shalom, told him that it means zikech et atzmo, purified himself. If you purified himself, you have the merit. You haven't purified yourself, you don't have the merit. So if you have that merit because you purified yourself, naselo sam chayim, the Torah becomes to be a cure, a good medicine for him, that's going to give him life, that's going to give him the will to live, going to give him happiness, joy, more good thoughts, that are going to push him forward in life to create, to build, to support, to help, to do wonderful things. כי כל אחד לפי מה שהוא נחשף, because everyone according to what that he is desiring to have, כך הוא מצייר ומפרש אותיות התורה. According to that he is painting and explaining the letters of the Torah, means creates a certain meaning to the letters of the Torah. כי בהתורה, because inside of the Torah כלול, the Torah includes אחיזת טוב ורע, a way of holding to the good and to the bad. The good and the bad, both of them are holding themselves on the Torah HaKadosha. וצדיקים ילכו בם, and righteous people, they have the ability to walk through the rules of the Torah, to learn Torah and to live and to walk and to progress. ופושעים יכשלו בם, and criminals, evil people, they're gonna fail in while during trying to keep on learning the rules of the Torah. He's learning something because that he's rasha. For an example, let me give you an example. A rasha person, a person that is still evil. What it means evil doesn't mean that you need to throw him to jail or to hand him to Sanhedrin. Someone that haven't purified himself yet, he's not in the aspect of zakha, he doesn't have the merit yet, he's going to Beit Midrash and he's learning Hilchot Shabbos, and he's learning an amazing halakha that you're not allowed to put back the pot of fish with a lot of sauce back on the platter, on the heating surface in Shabbos. And he's holding his head and he's saying, oy, 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 that evil woman, for years she's failing me and my holy children, eating treif and ruin my life. Now I'm going to show her. And he's coming to the house and he remembers that once he heard that you need to talk polite to your wife. And he's saying to her, you know, sweet wife, that what that you're doing in Shabbos, it's not allowed. And he's so cruel that he's stabbing her slowly, slowly, gently, gently, with his very sharp knife into the center of her heart, and he's slaughtering his wife on Kiddush Hashem. And he's ruined his house. And another rebuke, and another rebuke, is ruining that house to parts, to be a ruin. And this is it. And this is what it means, lo zakha na'aseh lo sam mavet, that if the man haven't purified himself, it becomes to be poison. You're very lucky that he wasn't in the first part of the shiur. He just came pure from the mikveh, everything is so holy. More than welcome. Our good friend Yosef. Wonderful. So, you don't need to be so evil. You just need to cry to Hashem Yitbarach, please, Ribono Shel Olam, I know that the Torah have two powers, and the bad for sure wants to hold himself and to stay and exist, holding and feeding himself by the holy light of the Torah HaKadoshah, and also the Neshama. And for sure that I know that the Yetzirah have a lot of troops and a lot of powers and soldiers, that they all want the man to fail and to get crazy and wild and to break his house to parts and to break all of his tshuva process and to throw him away from everything that is holy, to make him crazy and wild. And that Yetzirah doesn't care if you're going to be a Haredi wild, if you're going to be a Chassid wild, if you're going to be whatever, or that you're going to be like a goy or someone that is not connected to Torah Mitzvot. He doesn't care. As long as you're never going to be happy and you're going to ruin your life and other people's life, he doesn't care. Adrabah, even more so, you can make more damage as a Rosh Yeshiva than as a simple person. So Adrabah, the Yetzirah, it's good for him that you're going to be a chief rabbi. He's going to buy you a BMW. A wife that know how to iron the clothes, the suits, and that she always on mute, that she's not talking, not rebuking, that she's terrified, got beaten all of her childhood, and now Baruch Hashem you're ruining her life more and more, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Yetzirah, He's going to let you remember all of the Shulchan Aruch by heart, and the Tur, and the Taz, Nekudot HaKasef. You have the Nekudot HaKasef, you have those vowels of will and desiring, and everything he's going to let you to happen so easily. And it's all with only one purpose, that you're going to ruin people's life, and for sure yourself. This is why a man is not allowed to do nothing without praying on it before. You're not allowed to put nothing, asur la'adam she'it'om. It's not allowed to the man to taste nothing, to put nothing into his mouth before that he's making bracha on it. The Gemara is learning that how it's called, that maskana over there, svara. It's a straight wisdom, straight way of learning, that the man is not allowed to enjoy from this world without a blessing. Means he's not allowed to move without asking permission from Hashem Yitbarach. You have to ask, you have to pray. Today I'm going to learn Torah, and now I learned that it can be very dangerous. Even the rules of halachot that I'm going to learn, how to keep Shabbos, I can ruin my house with those Ilchot Shabbos. It's better that that poor man would never learn that halacha, and not going to slaughter his wife in the middle of the seudah. It's not allowed. So this is why a man have to come to a decision that he wants to do complete tshuva, that he wants to pray on everything before that he's starting, before that he sits and learns Torah, he's closing his eyes, and he's connecting himself to Hashem and begging, Hashem, I know that I'm not worthy. I know that. And if I know that I'm not worthy, I know that I can be damaged, chas v'shalom. And I don't want that to happen, chas v'shalom. This is why, Ribbono Shel Olam, now I'm begging as a free gift, like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's begging. The one that have the merit is begging. So the one that doesn't have the merit, isn't it obvious that he should beg? And ask, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, that by the limud of the Torah, I will not going to be arrogant, that I will not going to be a fool to believe that I worth something, that I'm important, that I'm a genius, that I'm a Talmid Chacham, that I'm I don't know what. It's all imaginations. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me believe that it's all free gift, that it's all coming from you. Rav Shalom, for a certain period of time, he was giving classes in Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed on holiness, on holy in the Kedusha, in the house, how to be modest, how a man should live with his wife, and that, all of that subject. And he was talking and talking and talking, and one day he gave a shiur of a very strong rebuke to the students, and he said, I didn't know that I'm talking to women. I thought that I'm teaching men. This is why I'm going to stop giving that shiur from now on. Why? And he explained it. He said, because when I was talking to you and I was giving you all of those advice, you were supposed to go to the field to scream to Hashem Yitbarach how far you are from those amazing points. But instead of that, you were going to your houses and rebuking your wives and telling them how they are far from Kedusha, and how they, with their horrible lust and desire, failing you to fall into that desire and lust, and you were blaming them instead of taking responsibility. This is why I will not going to teach you that lesson anymore. And I have forbidden hearing those tapes, those cassettes. He's not allowing to do that, to hear those tapes. And he said that from now on, Baruch Hashem, he gave us that wonderful book that's soon going to be translated to English also, Beriti Shalom. And he said that all of the wisdom of how to work on your holiness is written in that wonderful book. Very important to learn Chavruta in that book, to learn it, Bezrat Hashem. So actually, all of what that we're learning here should just give us more words to go to the field, to have another point to go and to talk about them in the Hidbodedut in the field. I remember that once after that I made 6 hours Hidbodedut on faith. And I stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach and I told him, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me faith. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me faith. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me faith. And I was asking for that for almost, mamash, 6 hours straight, diburim, words, and asking. I came to Harav Shalom and I told him, Harav, I'm not saying that it wasn't working, but I want to say that I felt when I finished those 6 hours exactly the same like I was when I started. I'm not saying that it wasn't working. For sure it was. I was doing 6 hours of what to do. There is no doubt that I received something. But actually, in my feeling, when I went out from the field, I was exactly the same like I was before. Harav answered to me and he told me, when you're doing 6 hours in Bodedut on a certain issue, you need to talk from your heart and to express yourself and to bring details into the Bodedut. You need, for an example, to say to Hashem Yitbarach on the faith that you want to have in educating your kids. And say to Hashem Yitbarach, please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me believe that it's always you. Let me believe that everything that you're doing to me with my children, it's all good. That you are the one that is talking to me, not in a polite way. That you are the one that is doing, that it's all you. And you're going to cover your an issue, an angle of your life, part of your life, with faith, with prayers on faith, and then go to a different section in your life and ask on faith on that section, on Shalom Bayit, on Parnassah, and not just say, please Hashem, let me believe that you're giving the Parnassah, please Hashem, let me believe that my wife, it's actually just you, let me believe. It's also good, but it's still not going to bring you to real faith. To real faith, you have to open all of your life, and to bring Hashem back into all of the cracks, to all of the dark places, to all of the places that you yourself ignores from Hashem Yitbarach, and disagree with Hashem, and fighting with Hashem Yitbarach. Need to bring Hashem Yitbarach into the places that for you inside, you don't have Hashem Yitbarach in those. When you say, Hashem, I believe in you, alright, but you haven't covered everything. So you're not pulling the light into all of those dark places. But when you're opening another cell, drawer, yes, it's my name, and another one, and another one, and another one. When you're doing that, and you're bringing Hashem Yitbarach over to those places, you're illuminating all of your life. This is how you can have complete faith. Complete faith that you have Hashem Yitbarach in all of the places. If you're just saying to Hashem Yitbarach, give me complete faith, give me a complete faith, actually when you're praying that prayer, your meaning is not complete. You're saying Hashem Yitbarach, I explained that to you once, that Rav Shalom said, you're saying to Hashem Yitbarach, for an example, Hashem, I don't want to be angry anymore. Mamash, it's a strong decision that you made. You don't want to be angry anymore. But based on what you're asking that prayer, that request, based on a certain situation that you realized that you were angry when it wasn't right to be angry. But your prayer was based only on when you feel that it wasn't justified to be angry. But there is another situation that someone gonna take more money from you or gonna insult you in a harder way, that in that place you still believe that it is justified to be angry, on that you're not praying. On that you were not praying when you asked Hashem Yitbarach not to be angry anymore. You asked Hashem not to be angry if someone taking $10 from you with no permission. But you were not praying on 100 or on an apartment. You were never talking on not being angry if someone gonna take your house or your wife, chas v'shalom. On that you were not praying. So you cannot say actually, please Hashem, that I will never gonna be angry. Because if you're asking that and you haven't opened everything and asked for everything, you were lying when you asked Hashem Yitbarach never to be angry. Because actually you plan to be angry, no doubt that you're gonna be angry in the future, so your request was a lie when you asked it from Hashem Yitbarach. This is why we need to beg and to search and to dig and to look until we're gonna find. And when we find it, we need to pray to Hashem Yitbarach that He's gonna heal us from another mental sickness that we have, from another anxieties and fears and worries and other problems that we have, to bring Hashem back into our lives. This is like we said yesterday, you cannot achieve with only 1 hour in Bodedut a day. I'm sorry to disappoint you, to all of the ones that establish a seder of 8 hours Torah and 1 hour Hitboidedus a day, and they feel like we're on the track, this is it, train is running. Not yet. This is the right direction. You're moving forward, Baruch Hashem, but there's a lot more to do. In the 1 hour Hitboidedut, you can fulfill your obligation of making 1 hour Hitboidedut a day. Really to do tshuva, really to clean yourself, really to open everything. For that you need to have hours with Hashem Itbarach. And it doesn't mean that if you don't have hours every day to talk to Hashem Itbarach, you cannot complete your tshuva. You can do every day 1 hour Hitboidedut, or 1 hour and a half Hitboidedut, or 1 hour and 20. When our friend Hanan Menashe started to do his Hitboidedut in the beginning, it was hard for him to do a complete 1 hour. And I remember that Rav Shalom said to teach to do 1 hour. But Rav Hanan told me that it's hard for him. And that what he said that was convincing me to tell him that it's okay to start with 20 minutes. That he told me that in those 20 minutes he's praying to have 30 minutes. And when he achieved 30, he was praying to have 45 minutes a day. And when he achieved that, he was praying on 1 hour. And now for sure he's praying on more. And maybe he's even doing more. Because when you're praying on something, you're achieving it. When Rav Shalom said not to talk about less, he meant not to let people think that they can fulfill their obligation with less. So you need to talk on 1 hour with Bodedut, and not on 1 minute or 2 minutes, or how much it's important to talk to Hashem. It is! But we have an obligation. You cannot talk about the importance of putting only tefillin of the head. Even though that it's very important to put even only the tefillin of the head. It's very important. But you are not going to give a shiur on that, right? Because tefillin, it's hand and head. And when you give a shiur, you're going to talk about tefillin. So when you talk about Hitboidedut, you need to talk about Hitboidedut. Hitboidedut, it's 1 hour Hitboidedut. This is the obligation. This is the minimum that you should do. But a man like that, that have that 1 hour a day, and he's holding that, and it's also hard for him, and every day he's got the Mesirut Nefesh, once in a while he have to have a longer Hitboidedut. For one, it's going to be every Friday, 6 hours. Wonderful. Someone else cannot do that also. So once in a while, he's going to do 2 hours with Bodedut. He's going to do 3 hours with Bodedut. He's going to find himself talking to Hashem Yitbarach. Like Rabbeinu said, you should talk to Hashem Yitbarach like you're talking to your best friend. That is very hard to do in 1 hour. Because in 1 hour you're obligated to so many things that you have to complete and to achieve, that you cannot open your heart so fast. We know that the heart, it takes time until that it opens, until the word starts to come out. Sometimes only after 55 minutes suddenly you start to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. Only then somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that you had the will that you wanted, and you talk and you talk and you talk. You're saying, wow, the hour is soon going to finish. Then this is the time to ask on more times like those. Please Hashem, give me that merit to talk to you like I'm talking to my best friend. To remember that you're always with me, that you always love me. This is the biggest gift of them all that we received from our Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. We need to keep that gift and to hand it to other people. Everyone that comes to you with a problem, the best advice of them all is to tell him to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. For sure that it's going to be hard for him. For sure that it's going to be complex for him. This is why you need to hand him the books and the CDs that explain how to do that. But the main advice is Hitboidedut. This is the subject that bonds all of the gardens of Rav Shalom Arush, that is talking about Hitboidedut, Hitboidedut, Hitboidedut. From that angle, from that side, from that point of view, all talking about that wonderful relationship. Speaking, talking to Hashem Yitbarach, like you're talking to your best friend. Thank you, my good best friend.